The candidates for governor have been invited to 7 debates or speaking events since the primary. Independent Governor Bill Walker and Democratic former U.S. Senator Mark Begich have been at all 7. Republican former state senator Mike Dunleavy has been at 3. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reached out to the candidates and the event organizers to talk about Dunleavy's attendance record.
On Thursday night, the Anchorage Downtown Partnership and other community organizations hosted a candidate forum. Walker, Begich, and Libertarian Billy Toyin sat at a table. There also was an empty seat, in case Dunleavy changed his mind. Partnership Marketing Director Penny Smythe says Dunleavy's campaign said they had penciled in the event well ahead of time before saying he wouldn't come.
We certainly were looking forward to hearing from all candidates.
Dunleavy also hasn't shown up at the Alaska Municipal League's conference in Healy, the Alaska AFL-CIO's conference in Anchorage, and the Accelerate Alaska event in Anchorage, which was focused on growing Alaska's businesses. He has attended Chamber of Commerce events in Juneau and Anchorage, and the Southeast Conference in Ketchikan. The organizers for Accelerate Alaska, the AFL-CIO, and the Municipal League all say they received tentative confirmations from the Dunleavy campaign before he either canceled or, in the case of the AFL-CIO, didn't show up. Dunleavy's campaign says the Downtown Partnership knew well in advance that he had a scheduling conflict on Thursday and that he had never committed to attending. The campaign gave this written statement from Dunleavy. Quote, "Throughout this campaign, I've participated in nearly 24 town halls, debates, and forums, even more public events, 24 meetings with the press, 100 radio call-ins, and dozens more fairs, festivals, and sporting events where I heard directly from Alaskans," end quote. Dunleavy also says Walker skipped the primary and Begich skipped the last 4 years of discussion. For their part, the other candidates criticized Dunleavy. Here's Begich.
He doesn't want to answer the detailed questions that are required to explain his extreme views on how he's going to solve the budget, which I think is a challenge for him. I think his ability to talk about his positions on social issues, because he has very extreme positions there.
Begich says he's been raising Dunleavy's positions in the events where he's absent.
He's realizing that debating on these issues means you actually have to answer the questions and have specifics, and he doesn't want to do that.
Walker says Dunleavy's absences were consistent with his record.
I'm not surprised. You know, he's not showing up for a lot of things. He didn't show up at the legislative session last year. The toughest of the 4 years was last year, the fourth quarter of the game, and he wasn't there for that either. So, I don't know. He seems to not show up.
Walker says the Alaska governor should speak to all groups.
I think he points out how he would govern when he doesn't show up. He'll govern to his friends, and not the whole state is the problem.
The next scheduled candidate forum will be hosted by the Anchorage NAACP on Thursday. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.